If you are working on growing your business, one of the most important things, if not the most important things, is traffic. How do you get the right traffic to know who you are, to be able to come into your tribe so that you can sell your product and service? We are going to be talking about that in today's episode, part one on this traffic series, and I hope to see you on the inside. If you are a Christian woman who has knowledge or expertise in an area and you feel called or led to share that information with other people, but you feel overwhelmed with trying to figure it all out, like how do you really get started? What do you really need to do? Which guru do you really need to listen to? And if the tech alone might be stressing you out, or you're trying to figure out where will I find the time to even try to be consistent with sharing the knowledge that you have, but you still know you want to help others grow because you know that they can grow, overcome, and become in some area of their life with the information that you have, there is absolutely a way for you to share your gift with the world without feeling stressed and overwhelmed, and by doing it on your own schedule, as well as still giving impact. I am Dr. T. I am a longtime educator. I'm a certified executive business coach. I'm a launch expert. I am a course building expert, and I am here with She Launches Podcast, where we're helping thousands of women across the world get started, because what I know is getting started is the most daunting part of launching a business, but it can also be the most rewarding if you have the right guidance, knowledge, and expertise. We're also going to be talking in this podcast about how you can take care of yourself, your own mental, your own self-care, because this is the most pleasing aspect that I believe God wants us to be in charge of. So it is time for you to launch. It is time for you to get started. And I hope to see you on the Inside the Podcast. Hey there, this is your girl, your sister, and your mentor, Dr. T, coming to you with another episode of She Launches Podcast. Excited as usual to be doing things, hoping that the things that I'm talking about are helping you to grow and helping you to do the things that you need to do. I think that I want to maybe start on doing a couple of different series of podcasts. I don't know. This is just what I'm talking about right now. But right now we're going to talk about traffic. And I think that some of the things that I'm going to talk about is just some of the struggles that I've had with it, right? As well as some of the things that I know will work, doesn't work, to help you get along on your journey. So we're talking about all things traffic. As I usually say, head over to shelaunchesit.com because there's a lot of great resources over there for you to be able to participate or partake in. I am hopeful that the things that are on the site are good enough for you. And again, you can always leave me a message there at the bottom, voice message. I'll get back to you or I'll talk about it on the air. So we are talking about traffic. So I wanted to say before I, as I was thinking about doing traffic, I actually wanted to put some information in ChatGPT or Shelly. You guys know I call her Shelly. One of my ChatGPTs or one of my AIs, and wanted to just ask about, like, you know, ways to grow traffic. And I'm going to tell you guys, much of the stuff that is out there is really challenging for the average person who is starting a business to really get started, right? It's really, 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 really challenging. So I'm going to actually go over that because I'm going to tell you, and I'm going to tell you why some of these things are challenging. And it really has to do with the evolution of how traffic is growing, right? Or how you get traffic. Like even if you listen to Russell Brunson, who's, you know, I think his company is almost to $1 billion. Well, at least 100 million. I know that for sure. But the amount that he has to spend, the millions and millions of dollars on a launch, yes, it's worth it. But we don't have that kind of money to spend on a launch, right? Especially when you're getting started out, you know, most people don't have, you know, high five figures of that to be getting the type of traffic that they want to have. I've said before on an episode really early on that there was a someone that I was following in, and I know that that person said that they spend $30,000 a month on advertising, talking to another person, $10,000 a month on advertising. And what's happening is because the algorithms on Facebook is changing so much, it becomes more increasingly difficult, but it is possible. And but really the truth is a lot of organic reach by itself. Obviously, organic reach just takes a lot longer. So I wanted to share with you some of the things that it said to some of the key strategies to drive traffic when I was doing some research. So one, it says leveraging social media. I've said this, identify the platforms, create engaging content, engage consistently, right? Run promotions and contests. Like that's what everybody should be doing, right? And I've always said that you stick to one, you know, platform, one avatar, 1 year to try to grow your audience because it's just going to take time. And I think that one of the biggest challenges that we are trying to do it so fast. We're trying to get to making money so fast, and it just takes time because utilizing social media only and not doing it the way that you need to do it is really challenging. Right? It's talking about, you know, using the right hashtags and so on and so forth. But this is like some of the basic stuff. And because most people are doing that, it makes it hard to even get to your ideal client. And one of the things that I think is a fallacy, I think I talked about this, I brushed on it a little bit in the episode before this one, was that, you know, posting alone won't get you there. It's posting and engagement. That's the and part, right? And I'm going to even be honest, the engagement part, when you find yourself in a ton of groups and you have your own group and you're trying to mentor people and do all that, it becomes challenging, especially if you're throwing up a lot of different social media platforms. So that's why, you know, it's hard. It says high quality content, like what gets you to high quality? You know what? Starting out at low quality sometimes, that might bless somebody right there. Like you have to start where you are and it just has to get better and better and better, right? And you have to keep going. So that was SEO, email marketing. We know that. But the whole point, here's what irritates me about saying something like that. Everybody knows you need email marketing. The question is, how do you get them on your list? Everybody knows to do freebies, to do discounts, to do value props, to do those different types of things. But if everybody is doing them, how do you make yours better? So it becomes challenging because everybody knows that everybody's doing it. So some people even have fake email addresses that they do all of that in air quotes stuff to, so that it doesn't inundate their real email addresses. And that's just par for the course, right? That's just part of what it is that we have to do, right? And I think that is what becomes a challenge, right? It just becomes a challenge to be able to do that. Online advertising, I said that, you know, Google ads, Facebook ads on different social media platforms. That's oftentimes what it is we have to do. But here's the thing, this is what a lot of people are doing, right? And then they're talking about on this last one, it said, well, there's two more, but I'm gonna talk more about one in a second. But it said utilize your analytics. Well, you got to get analytics first to be able to utilize it. That's why sometimes the stuff that people are talking about is so irritating for me, because it's like you're saying something that I get it, but how do I even get to that part? What do I do first to get there? And I'm telling you guys, one of the biggest keys is longevity. One of the biggest keys is staying in the game. One of the biggest keys is not quitting before you get to where you need to get to. I think that many times, I've done this in the past too, many times what we do is we're getting started and we want to get, let's say, a particular guest on our show or whatever the case may be. We want to connect with a particular person. But when you reach out to them and you don't have a lot of episodes, I'm just talking about podcasting as an example. And the thing is that I think we're doing that out of order because we want the guest to come on when we don't have a lot of episodes, but really what we should be thinking about is getting a lot of episodes to get the guest on. Did you hear that? And so what that's going to require is sticking to what you're supposed to stick to. It's literally just that simple. I'm almost in at the time of this recording, this is I think episode 70. And the reality is I do 3 a week. So if you can count that out, that means that roughly I should have been doing 20 weeks, which is about 5 months, right? But by the end of this year, I should have about 150 episodes if I continue at the rate that I'm going. Now, while 150 doesn't sound like a lot, there are thousands of people who quit long before that, thousands. And if I do that in my first year, then I'm at the 300 mark, somewhere around there at the end of year two, now I will have the ability to, when bigger names want to, let's say, get on, and when I want to do advertising and looking at my downloads, now we're talking about something. But I just said 2 years to get to around, at the rate that I'm going, about 2 years to get to 300 episodes. And that's doing three a week. And so what ends up happening is we're trying to get to a place before we're really ready to be at that place. That might bless somebody right there. And the reality is that it just takes time if you want to do it right. Because, you know, like when I think about like Jennifer Hudson and those guys that were doing, I forget the name of the show they were doing with Simon, right? And they're singing and all that type of stuff. They had been doing that long before then. They had been doing it. So You Think You Can Dance is another one. They had been dancing long before that, right? And so it's when that they say that that's what luck is, when preparation meets opportunity, right? And we want the opportunity to meet us long before we are prepared for that opportunity in the first place. And sometimes you can't even handle that level because you haven't really put in the work. And I think that I wish if I could impart anything to you, it would be to grind on the work. Keep your head down on the work, build the products, doing the work, build the freebie, and then build a better freebie, and then do a bit better freebie, and do paid offers and better and better and better ones. But you got to do them in order to have them. And watch this. Whenever you see people, when they're saying, you know, they have an event and they have, you know, all these bonuses, it's because they had to do the work. You can't just have bonuses, right? And not, without having bonuses. The only way you can have bonuses, you got to create them. And you create them by doing stuff. And what ends up happening is we get tired and we get inundated with all the stuff we have to do. But that's part of running a business. Doesn't even matter if you do brick and mortar. You know, there really is a hamburger university for McDonald's. It really is. There really is a hamburger university that you have to go to and that you have to pass before you can get a McDonald's with, and I want to say 20 years ago, $1 million liquid in the bank, right? And you couldn't even pick where you want your McDonald's to be. Right? You just had to take the one that they were going to put up that was next available. Like, that's real. That is absolutely real. If you wanted to run one of those, that particular franchise where even kids know them golden arches, right? But we just don't want to take the time. So what I'm talking about today is understanding how you can increase your influence with your traffic. And really the biggest thing, the fastest way to get there is through collaboration and partnerships. That's one of the fastest way to do it. That's one of the least expensive ways to do it. But it's going to require you to continue to do what it is you need to do. I believe, for me, that podcasting is, of all the platforms that I've used, I've done video, I've done podcasting, I've done a blog, I did a magazine for like 3 seconds. Like, to me, for me, podcasting has been the absolute easiest, especially because I've chosen personally not to do video podcasting. I just do audio podcasting, and it is the easiest for me to do. And it has been easy to get people as a guest, even when I'm just starting. It's easy to get people as a guest. And I, even when I first got started, watch this. I had people come onto my show, and they were getting in front of my audience, but I wasn't even telling them at first. Like, I'd give them the cover art, you know, post it out to your social media, but I wasn't requiring it. I do require it now, right, to come on, but I wasn't doing that. So I just was like, oh, you know, I'm just assuming people are doing it. No, make sure that you're asking for what it is that you want. And here is the thing, interviewing people, I have found for decades has always been the easiest thing because people want to talk about themselves. That might help you right there. People want to talk about themselves. I don't care where you go. I don't care who your audience is. I don't care if you're just starting out. If you want to interview mayors, that just popped in my head. I'm guarantee you can begin to interview people that are before the mayor, near the mayor, you know, work under the mayor. And then you'll interview enough to you can get to you some mayors, because it's about connecting with people. And it is easy to begin to talk to them about what it is that you're doing, asking them questions. You want to get them in your community. It doesn't matter. But what we do is, I'm going to tell you what I found that happens is we get started, but we can't keep it up. We don't stay in it long enough to build a system by which we can, let's say, interview people. We just don't do it. I remember probably 20 years ago that I was working with a friend, and he knew a pastor at this really, really big church. And because I knew the guy, he got me into the pastor. It was literally that simple. And people are connected to people, but we have to go about utilizing our networks to be able to do what it is we need to do. We have to utilize who we know. And again, start from exactly where you are. You get in front of their audience. They get in front of your audience. And at the beginning, it might be that they are getting more from you than you're getting from them. But you keep going. And I cannot tell you guys how many people have utilized that methodology. And watch this. It's because there is this psychology that happens when you decide, let's say, for example, you're interviewing, let's say pastors, and you are getting, you're interviewing more and more and more. And then you say, once you get one, ask that very person that you're interviewing, that very person that you're talking to, if they have any recommendations. I don't even always remember to do that, but do they have any recommendations for anybody else to, come onto the show or, do something with what it is that you're doing, right? And that pastor is going to beget the next one, which is going to beget the next one. And then all of a sudden you are in this arena, you are associated, right? That's what people do. You get associated with those that you are interviewing. So let's say I decided I wanted to find millionaires. I remember there's one of my books that I read years ago. It's called The Millionaire Next Door. And it was just basically talking about how they made their millions and how they were really pretty much living a regular life. Like most people, still working it, still trying to do what they needed to do. But so let's say I decided I wanted to try to interview some millionaires. You guess what? If I decide to do that, people will begin to associate me with those millionaires. And that opens more and more doors. And so there is a lot of power in being able to expand your reach. It also is going to build your credibility, because that's what I'm talking about. Because those people begin to, because their authorities in their niche, them being associated with you is like a stamp of approval for you. Right. So if I'm interviewing people and I'm doing a good job about that, then I'm going to be associated with them. I'm going to get some brand endorsement just because I am associated with them. And I have to decide I'm going to keep that up. Right. I have to decide that, that this is something that I'm going to do. You have to put together a system and a plan to get better and better in people, more and more people to connect with you. That's just the way that it is. And so those are like two things right there. Like you expand your reach by collaborating with other people. It builds your credibility. It allows you guys to share your resources back and forth. There's a lot of bartering that can take place with people. A lot of times we become guilty of wanting something from the person, like their name or, like name association and trying to get business from their tribe, where you just sometimes have to serve. You literally sometimes have to serve. One time, probably a couple years ago, at the time of this recording, I went on Alignable, and I remember putting up a post saying, I wanted to interview some people. And when I tell you, I had to take that post down, because I'm telling you, I got flooded. I couldn't even keep up. I couldn't even keep up, where I got flooded with people who wanted to be interviewed. Because even if you're doing something like that and you're getting started with people, let's say, that don't have names, you're going to get better at your interviewing skills. You're going to get better at putting your name out there. All it took was me, because again, I know how to edit the video. I know how to do good interviews, giving them a copy of it, having them putting on their social media, and you instantly got another tribe. So let's just say it like this. Let's say that I got connected with people who have, an email list of 1,000 people, but I did 10. That's 10,000 people that only took me the time to interview. Like, you have to get creative in a different way so that you can grow your tribe. I have found 100% of the time, that being connected with people and being in front of their tribes and getting next to their groups was paramount for me to connect with more people to make sales 100% of the time. There's never been a time where I haven't been in front of someone's group where I didn't make a sale. And it's just because that they, if they're bringing you into their group, then they're saying that you are worth it. You're the one that's worthy, you know, of what it is you're doing. And be prepared to go there. Be prepared with something that's going to be good for them, right? Be prepared. I remember listening to David Shands and his podcast is, well, I think it's called Sleep is for Suckers. But at any rate, his podcast, one of the things he does is because his podcast, I mean, he's one of the top for sure, that when a person comes on because of his reach, he gets 50% of their sales. And that's in the perpetuity for if they come on and he asks them for a discount for his tribe. And David brokers a deal where he gets half of the sales. And I'm telling you, you got to grow there. He didn't start out there, but he also does podcasting 5 days a week. Right. Yes, he has a team. And oftentimes we are looking at the wrong place. We're looking in the wrong place. We're looking at the wrong people when we have what we need right in front of us. It's going to help us to get better with our content creation. It's going to help us to get better with our social proof. Right. Because you can get testimonials from those people. Again, getting creative, put those testimonials on your website. You can get, you can just get innovative with the things that you're doing. You could do joint ventures with them. And that's one of the things that I've loved as well. So as I continue to interview women for my podcast, one of the things I'm doing is keeping in mind when I'm ready to do my next workshop or my next event is to join forces with some of those women. Right? Because of the connection that I have when I was interviewing them. Because I feel like, yeah, this person has a lot to offer, that I get a kindred spirit, you know, they're a kindred spirit and I want to connect with them. Right. And that's what it does. And so you literally watch this. I'm ending with this. You literally, as you're doing this and as it's clunky at the beginning, as you're like, oh, I can't find people, keep going. Because once you figure out your methodology and you get good at your methodology, you literally are building a product for yourself. You literally are building a product to show people how can you get connected with top-notch people? How long will it take? Because you've done all the work. That's why I love dealing with people from zero to one, because at the beginning, sometimes it's a lot of trial and error. Sometimes it's, you know, doing things and doing it again and getting better at it and getting better at it before it really takes off the way it needs to. And that's what I'm encouraging you to do, is continue to do that. Continue to connect with people. If you want to know something about podcasting, I'm starting. I've already got my girl podcasting. She started, I think, 1 or 2 months after me. She's already now up at 500 downloads. That doesn't seem like a lot, but she just got started. She only does it twice a week, right? And so the thing is that you just got to keep going, because it's all about getting traffic. I pray that there was something that I said that was a blessing to you, and that your wheels are turning in your head to say, man, I can do this. I can do this. And when that fear comes in to you or come into your thinking, just cast it out. Tell the devil he's a liar. I have the ability to do this, because you do. And I believe that if we get started and we decide that I'm just not going to quit, I'm just not going to quit. Like, the end is I'm not going to quit, because that's how I got to do what I have to do. Then I think you will get where you want to go with your business. And at the end, God will be glorified. I am your girl again, Dr. T, and I will see you on the next episode. Hey sis, before you take off, I'd really appreciate if you took 30 seconds to head over to Apple Podcasts or Spotify to give me a rating for this episode, because as you know, ratings are the most important currency here in this type of platform. Also, if you found this episode helpful, I'd really, really appreciate if you shared it with one of your sister friends that might need this word of encouragement to get started themselves. The more we can share the good news that we're getting here on She Launches Podcast, I believe the more that God will be pleased and the more we can impact the world. Thanks so much, and we'll see you in the next episode.